All right, welcome everyone. This is Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and also naturalnews.com, known as the Health Ranger, and I'm joined today by a very special guest who has who wants to come forward and speak out on behalf of customers because his name is Bob Griswold. He's the founder of readymaderesources.com, and I'll let him tell you what this is all about. But welcome, Bob. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing the words with the public on this.
You know, thank you very much, Mike, for having me. This is painful to do. I like talking about prepping, getting people ready. You know, I like talking about current events and maybe even how they relate to the Bible, having people live their lives in such a way they become independent and all those things. That's my passion. That's my heart. That's why I founded Ready Made Resources, to equip people with the tools and knowledge of how to survive what we see coming. And we've been doing it for almost 30 years now. So I feel good about that.
Yes.
And what I have to address is something that this is what I don't like doing, but I'm, you know, just for the sake of several issues, we have to do it. First and foremost, we have to address it for the customer's sake, because I know you put the customers first, and I know at Ready Made Resources, we make our hardest endeavor to make sure our customers are satisfied, 100% satisfaction. We don't like leaving people, you know, feeling they did not get something that they purchased. And if you talk to my staff, I have a very lenient return policy on things, you know, within reason. But that's what we do. And the biggest thing that I really try to do is to accurately market things. You know, people buy night vision, people buy this, people buy all these. I don't try to overrate the product, like, you know, you can do a lot more than what you can do. You know, I see it all the time in this industry, you know, solar generators, for one thing. I see people making it almost look like you can run your neighborhood on a little bitty solar generator. And you know, that's disinformation, it's bad marketing, and it comes back to hurt people. I see people advertising food supplies that, you know, 1 year's food supply, and I think 1,200 calories, and it's filled with 10 cans of sugar drink. You know, that's disingenuous. Well, that's what happens a lot. And you look at those things and you say, this is not going to work for people in the gravest of crises when they need these products. It's not going to work. People want to be assured of what they're purchasing is what they are being advertised, is what is being advertised, so that if you buy a solar generator, if you buy a food supply, whatever it is, that at the end of the day, when you need this, it'll be what you say it is. You know, if it's 2,000 calories a day, I don't want to get 2,000 calories a day from those 10 cans of sugar drink. I want to know how much protein.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know, you know, how many carbohydrates, what type of protein is it, all those things. And that's what comes down to with my former dealings with New Manna Food Supply. You know, we've advertised that. And in this, you know, Mike, I'm a Christian man. My passion is between when people have issues is reconciliation. You know, restore, reconciliation, and refund where necessary. And what has happened is, you know, at New Manna, they were advertising the organic family packs that had your label on it, that it was heavy metals tested and pesticide tested and non-GMO tested. They also advertised it as organic. Now, that's a different thing. They say they have an organic certification. You can address that better than I can, but you know, we were selling those products, which we're offering refunds to anybody that does want a refund on that those organic family packs, because that's what we want to do. We seek the customer first. I can't address Daniel. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Let me just for background for those who are new to what we're talking about here. So, I did a big story on this a couple of days ago on naturalnews.com. And just basically blew the lid on what I'm calling 5 years of labeling fraud by New Manna, because they were using our logos and our name, saying heavy metals tested and pesticide tested and non-GMO. They've been using those labels for 5 years, and there's been no testing since the year 2016. And they've never sent us samples after the original formulation testing in 2016. So for over 5 years, they've been labeling these products, marketing these products as Health Ranger approved and Natural News heavy metals tested and pesticide tested. And none of that's been true. And we asked them many times to take the labels down, stop using our names, stop using our endorsements. They they acknowledged the receipt of those requests and they refused to do it for 5 years. And I finally went public with it. So that's the background of this. And, you know, unfortunately there was a lot of blowback onto distributors like Bob's company here, folks, at readymaderesources.com, which I've recommended in the past as a great source of night vision equipment, by the way, you know, just outstanding customer service and pricing and delivery of thermal and night vision gear. That's why I've recommended you guys in the past. But you know, there were a lot of angry customers about this because you had carried the Numana product that, you know, turned out to be misleadingly labeled. And so that's why I appreciate you coming on, Bob, to help clarify. You know, you guys didn't know about this, and you just want, as I understand it, you just want Daniel over at Numana just to apologize to the customer, do the right thing here. I mean, is that pretty much it in a nutshell?
Well, I'm not going to go on to the text I sent him that I also CC'd you, but I think it made a heartfelt appeal to him to say, listen, Daniel, we do not seek to impugn you, to destroy you in any way. We believe that when people admit mistakes and come forward and fix those mistakes, it can build stronger relationships and it even can build a stronger company. I made that appeal to him to do that. And I guess he has declined to do that. I don't know what more I could have done. You know, I sought counsel on this from respected brothers that I, you know, that they saw that message chain as well. And they said that that's the best appeal you could make, Bob. And I reached out to him many times via phone and text to try to get him to address this. We offered to have him come on this program and discuss it. And I assured him that we're not going to beat you up if you get here. We're just going to have you address the issue that there's a mistake made, how you're going to fix it, and that. And then there was also a matter of some commissions that were not paid to you, which, Mike, I have to give you kudos. And I'm not trying to patronize you now, but the first thing you said is, I don't want the money. I want to donate it to nonprofit organizations. So, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't, he could not assign a profit motive for you behind it. He just couldn't do that. That all that money and the commissions that he owed you was going to be given away to nonprofit organizations. So,
yeah,
you know,
just,
we have
just
an opportunity.
Just to clarify, the original agreement, and I've already mentioned this publicly, but Numana was supposed to pay my company a 6% royalty on all the sales of the products over all the years. Because we were going to be doing the ongoing testing and we provided the label art and all of this, you know, millions of dollars of equipment to conduct this testing. It's not a simple thing. It's a big, big deal. And so as I'm asking for is that 6% royalty is owed to us, but we don't want the money. We want it directed to nonprofits, including, you know, Craig Sawyer's child rescue organization. And there's a bunch of others that we support, you know, like Sherry Tenpenny's work and Andy Wakefield's work and so on. We would just direct, if there's any money that is offered by Numana, that's where we would direct it. And we would make that transparent and public so that everybody knows that's where it's going. Yeah, because this, for me, this is not about tracking down dollars. It's about doing the right thing.
And I know that. And I also want to state, I truly believe that none of his vendors knew that any of this was going on. You know, I'm not going to list their names. You can go online and look up the vendors for Numana. They're my competitors. I compete against them. I want the sale, you know, versus them. So there's a healthy competition going on. But I don't want to ascribe malfeasance to any of them. I don't think any of them were in the dark, in the know of what was going on. I think this took us all. I mean, it took us blindsided when this story broke. It was like, oh my gosh. You know, and so, you know, what I'm asking is I'm making an appeal to Daniel that he comes clean with this, that he comes on the program. This is all we want, you know, to acknowledge that this has been done and to say, here's how we're going to fix it. You know, we're going to make the payment to anybody necessary to make it right to the customers who bought product that they didn't get. And, you know, one of the last texts I got from him, because he since cut me off from conversation, either text or verbal, is that he is doing refunds. And I hope he is. But at the same time, you know, a public acknowledgement of this needs to be done. When there's a public issue of trust that comes about. It used to be a public admission, you know, so everybody knows that, hey, listen, I did mess up. And I know we've all messed up. I have. And I've had to make it right. And sometimes it's painful. You know, you have to make it right. And so that's all I think we want from Daniel, is for him to come forward and to say, you know, listen, you know, I did do this. I don't want to ascribe malfeasance to him. I don't know his motivation, whether it was through ignorance or deliberate. I'm not going to address that. That's for him to address. But it did happen. There's no question of that. It did happen. And then to say, listen, we made this mistake. Here's the corrective action we're taking. We've changed the labels so they don't reflect this anymore. We're using Mike Adams' proprietary labeling in his name, and we're going to make payments to the commissions, which again, Mike is saying I don't want any money for, and then go on from there. You know, I just want to address this. We are 25 days away from no diesel fuel in this nation. Trucks shut down.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
We have a rail strike pending where, you know, this would be, either of those events will be catastrophic to our economy. You know,
so true.
And put it together, they're going to be, you know, we're talking about nuclear weapons, but you talk about a financial nuclear weapon. That's what this is. Put those together and you have a financial nuclear weapon going off in the United States. We don't need to be dealing with this. This is something that should be addressed.
I completely agree.
Immediately, because we have more important things to think about right now. And that's my passion, to take care of people and to make sure people have the adequate tools they need. And when they're buying something, you know, we talked about it. It'd be like me selling night vision and third generation night vision, putting second generation tubes in it. I mean, it's crazy. Right. I don't want to get caught doing
that. Would be crazy.
You know, you don't want to. No. It would be absolutely insane to do that. But we're living in the most precarious times, I think, since the days of Noah. And I ask my brother. I trust he's a Christian. He says he's a Christian, so I trust he's a Christian. I ask him, Daniel, come forward. Nobody's going to beat you up. All we want you to do is make this right in the aspects of which we've spoken. That's all. It's an appeal to
this
him.
This is
a brotherly appeal.
Exactly. This is a public appeal, and I'll add to that. Yeah, I mean, this is appeal to Daniel Brigman at Numana. You know, come on with me, do an interview with me. I'm not going to scream at you. We're going to have a conversation just like we're having right now. And we're just going to ask you to do the right thing. And we're willing to forgive you for all of this.
Yeah. You know, I want to share a very private thing. You know, it was a long time ago, 30 some years ago. I've known Steve Quayle a very, very long time. And I did something against him that was not right. And it hurt our relationship. You know, I went to him as a brother and apologized, made financial restitution for what I did. And, you know, over the years, my relationship with Steve Quayle, I would say, is as strong as ever. You know, from what turned to a bad relationship, because forgiveness and repentance was all there, Steve Quayle and I are almost like brothers, very tight.
Yeah.
And that's the example we can give. It's not the end of things. It could be the beginning of something. There's always that hope.
That's so true.
And so that's my appeal right now, is that come forward, make amends, make it right. And, you know, it can be stronger than it was before. And so that's what I wanted to say to him.
You're exactly right. And, you know, I think the public deserves to know too, that I've said to you, Bob, and also to Daniel, that I'm willing to sign an arbitration, a binding arbitration agreement, and to drop all legal claims against Numana if he would also agree to that arbitration, in which I would ask for him to just do simple things I've already laid out, which is post a public apology on his website, you know, offer refunds or store credit to customers, and then make good on the royalty in terms of donations to the nonprofits. And that could be structured over time. But I believe the public deserves an apology. And I know, Bob, you and I, this is not about you or me. This is about the customer being treated right and the customer getting honesty. That's number one. And we speak for the industry in this. You know, our industry needs to have integrity, because this is not, you know, the porn industry or, you know, the crypto scam industry or whatever. We help people get equipment that keeps them alive when times go bad, as is just about to happen. People depend on this stuff. They're going to eat this food. You know, they're going to use your night vision. This is gear, all of us in preparedness, whether it's satellite phones or whatever. People's lives depend on this, and that's why this matters. And that's why we have to have integrity. End of story.
Yeah. You know, I know your heart. You know, I know Steve Quayle. I know I know Mike Adams. I mean, Doug Hagman and Dave Hodges and Doug Thornton and Jamie Walden. All these people are involved in this industry, but I know all of them put back into the industry substantial material and effort. You know, it's not only that those people just take from the industry, and when people purchase their products, you know, it's well appreciated, but some of that money goes back into the very industry so that they can bring education, they can bring understanding and knowledge, which is so important in these days that we have that those assets. And that's what I'm asking is Numana to put back into this industry. They're taking out of it, put back into it, you know, the things that they are owed. And one of the things it is owed is the honesty on the labeling. One of the things that is owed is the commissions. And then one of the things that is owed is an apology. And you know, I was greatly honored when you suggested, you know, that you would allow me to be the arbitrator. You know, as a Christian man, I'd stand before God and say, listen, I have to give a just account to what I would say. Those are the three things. I've told this to Daniel. That's all. Nobody's going to get you there and beat you up, you know, verbally. That's what we want. We want you to come to arbitration, agree to those things, and then it can be settled. It can go away, and we can all go on. That's my appeal to him. Just do those things verbally and publicly. If he is making financial restitution right now, kudos to him. You know, but it needs to be public. It was, you know, if I insult you privately, I can apologize to you privately, Mike. If I insult you publicly, I have to publicly apologize.
So yeah, exactly. And it's, I completely agree. And yeah, I would agree for you to be the arbitrator in this case, even though, you know, you've been a distributor of Numana. You are in effect, you know, financially put in a very difficult position because of the fact that this has gone public. And I know you've taken a loss.
We have a lot of Numana in stock, and it's off site, not for sale.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You pulled Numana off your website because of all of this, you know, and I put out that story also trying to tell customers, hey, don't blame the distributors, not just your company, Bob, but other distributors or retailers. They did not know that this was going on, which, you know, I put back on Numana. They obviously should have made sure their label and claims and marketing materials were accurate, but we've already been all over that. So yes. I would say, you know, this is a public appeal to Daniel at Numana. Just, you know, come forward, do the apology, do the right thing for the customers, make this whole. And I would like to also invite, if you don't mind me saying this, if there's anybody else who's been a distributor or who wants to join this appeal in a polite way to join this appeal, we've got an email address. You can reach us about this topic. It's foodwhistleblower@proton.me. That's proton.me. So foodwhistleblower@proton.me. You can reach us. And we're just here to set this thing right and move forward because, like you said, Bob, we are facing the collapse of our food system, the collapse of transportation, the collapse of energy, especially in Europe. And so we don't have time. None of us have time to linger on these issues. Daniel needs to set this right, make amends, apologize, move forward. That's it. It's so simple, and it can be done.
And most of all, Numana customers don't need to be wondering, you know, if there are heavy metals or other things in their products. They don't need to be worried about that. And again, if Daniel is making refunds or product, however, adjusting the product, however, kudos to him. I compliment him on that. But it was publicly done. It was public. It was in the public arena for 5 years being misrepresented. The least that can be done is a public apology. Not something that he does, you know, to individuals that call up and may be upset, but something where it comes in the public arena and it's addressed publicly. That way everybody can hear it, everybody knows, and then his actions have to meet the apology, you know, with, like I said, if he's doing the refunds or store credits, kudos to him. And then address the financial remuneration to you, which is going to be given to, I mean, you know, I love Craig Sawyer. I'm Veterans for Child Rescue. I mean, what noble work, you know, any chance you can give to that guy, give to him. When organizations
we'll find worthy causes.
Yes.
There's plenty of people who are doing amazing work that could use these funds. And frankly, I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know the exact numbers because frankly, Numana hasn't paid us since, 2017. So I don't know what their books are, but I would imagine that the sales of these products have been millions of dollars over these years and that there's quite a substantial sum that should be owed. And that can be structured over time in donations over time, like paid out over a year or something to these groups that we, you know, that we designate. So it can actually be doable. And if Daniel's concerned that if he publicly apologizes, that's like that, then we're going to sue him and use that as an admission of guilt. You know, I'm saying publicly that if he agrees to those restitution terms, we will agree to drop all legal claims regarding this, all of them. And I've talked to attorneys, obviously, about this, and we have substantial claims for use of intellectual property, violation, misrepresentation, defamation of my name, and so on. All of these claims, we would win, and I'm willing to drop them all. And it just because, again, we want the customer treated right. We want honesty, transparency. And then we want to move forward. That's it. We got to get past this.
Absolutely. So, Daniel, I want to speak to you personally, if you're listening. It's just that, again, nobody seeks to beat you up. We're not claiming you're a bad man in any way. We're claiming you're just a man who made a mistake. You know your motives. We don't. So I'm just saying you've made a mistake. We all make them. Come forward and you'll be shown mercy. I mean, Mike Adams is offering you an incredible gift of mercy right now by not following up on that defamation. I don't know if you're being told something by an attorney or whatever, but you're being offered the goose that laid the golden egg right now. And I just appeal to you as a brother, to take this deal, and let's move forward. I seek you well. I seek your family well. I don't want to see any harm come to you, but I do need to see you make restitution to the people that have been misled. That's all. That's all it is. Simple.
Well said.
So Mike, we've addressed it. I'll treat Daniel as a brother in the Lord. Forgiveness. That's what I just say. No, forgiveness. I've made mistakes. I've made some whoppers. So I know what forgiveness is
like. I'm right there with you. I'm ready to forgive too. I'm, you know, with discernment, with as long as the customer is handled and there's an apology and ownership of this, I'm willing to forgive and move forward drop all legal claims and to sign a document according to that.
Yes, it's called the act of repentance. You change your direction and you go and you make restitution. It says, let him who steals steal no more, but let him work with his hands that he may give to those who are in need. You know, so I'm not saying he stole anything, but I'm just saying that's the principle. If you've done wrong, if you've used something that doesn't belong to you, like your name, there's restoration that needs to be made. And that's all you're offering him that. And it's to me, I know me, if I had done this, I would jump at the deal. So it's just me.
No, anybody would if they were getting good advice, I think. But Bob, I have to give you credit too, because you have operated with such integrity during this ordeal, which has occupied a lot of our time, both of us this week. And you have been, you know, what can I say? You've been honest. You've been critical where necessary. You've been courageous. You've been also forgiving and loving to myself and to Daniel. And you are a healer. You want people to heal and come together, love each other, be honest. You know, I honor you, brother, for that. I trust you. I trust your judgment. I honor your courage. I can't thank you enough for how you're handling this. And I'm so sorry that there's been blowback on your company because you retailed some of these products in the past. That's the one thing of this I deeply regret having happened, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, we all face adversity in life. And, Mike, I'm facing a health issue right now. And even in that health issue, God has a purpose and a will, and he can be glorified in it. And that's the lesson we all learn in life, that if we really submit to God's purpose, even when we mess up, I mean, you look at David in the Bible. I mean, he murdered his chief officer in command, had slept with his wife. And yet David cried out to God, heal me, O Lord. And he did. And none of us committed a grievance that bad. So that's my advice to Daniel, is to say, look, I made a mistake. That's all. Nope. I'm not better than you. Mike's not claiming he's better than you in any way. It's just come forward and make this admission, and then let's move on. Promise you, brother, I love you. I mean, I will. I'll do whatever I can to help you.
Well, in fact, you will gain love, and you will gain acceptance in doing the right thing, issuing the apology, treating the customers right. In fact, the Numana brand can benefit from this whole thing. Believe it or not, can benefit.
No doubt.
This can actually become good publicity for Numana. And it can be a story of redemption, a story of changing course, doing the right thing, and making good with people, and so on. And that's exactly what can come out of this. I've seen it before.
I would make the prediction that if he does do this, this is what will come out of this. It's not maybe. It is will come out of it. I love forgiving people when they come and say, I've made a mistake. It is my joy to say, I forgive you. I mean, my wife and I have been married for 36 years, and you don't stay married for 36 years by holding grudges. You don't, you have to say, I forgive you, and move on from it. And when you implement that philosophy in your life, that when people do you wrong, you forgive them and move on, man, good things come of that.
Absolutely. So, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody can make a mistake. Everybody has made mistakes, and we learn, we grow, we move forward. Well, Bob, I love you as a brother. I thank you for all that you're doing here. I appreciate your courage in coming forward and making this public appeal. It means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you for Mike having me. And again, Daniel, we love you as a brother, and we want you just to come forward and make this right. That's all. That's all. We're not going to beat you up. We're going to restore you back into the fellowship of love. If you do this, that's the good thing. You'll be restored back, and people will accept you back. And it's a good thing. I just appeal to you for that.
And also, I should add, this is not a trick, Daniel. There's no tricks. There's no. Alter, plot, nothing. This is exactly as we are describing it publicly. It's very, it's so simple. There's no tricks.
Well, Mike,
there's no
we
trap.
Will be held accountable
nothing
for
like
these
that.
Words that we say. Yeah, we will be held accountable for these words we say. So no tricks.
Exactly. We're going on the record with our intentions. Yes.
So it they're here for everyone to hear. No collusion, no conspiracy against you. Just two fellow Christians appealing to another brother Christian to come forward and do the right thing. That's all.
Yep, and neither one of us profit from that solution either. By the way, I would not receive any money, and you, Bob, would not receive any money. Any money made available would go to nonprofits that we both probably support. Important nonprofit. That's it. Or back to the customers as necessary for refunds. And that's it. So there's no profit motive, no tricks, no traps, no schemes, nothing. This is not a play. This is an appeal. That's all it is. Okay.
So anyhow, well, again, Mike, thank you for having me here. Thank you for letting me express the passion of my heart. And, I would just tell people to stay focused right now. I have the nature of one who likes to warn. I mean, we are living in very, very precarious times. In all the years of me doing this, I've never seen anything like this. In fact, I would say we are living in the most precarious times since the days of Noah. So stay focused.
I agree. We really are. We don't know how many days we have to function in a society, in a transportation system that works, a banking system that functions, all of that. We don't know. So we need to come together right now. So thank you, Bob Griswold, and folks, just to give credit to Bob here, his website is readymaderesources.com, which again, over the years, I have, you know, mentioned numerous times on night vision and things like that. It's all kinds of preparedness gear. Not that this is a plug, but I just want to know who you're hearing from. Okay. So I've known Bob Griswold for several years, and he's always done right. And he's trying to do the right thing right here. So thank you so much, Bob. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And God bless you too, Mike. Bye-bye.
A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.